Singer and songwriter Marshall Crenshaw was one of the performers at the Songs of the Century concert at St. Anne's Church in Brooklyn. Crenshaw has a new CD called Number 447. He's going to sing a couple of the songs that he did at the Songs of the Century concert. Unlike all the songs we've heard so far from the concert, this next one is not from the 60s. But apparently all the performers knew and loved the song.
There was one song that most everybody suggested, and that was Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? And I kind of got the job of singing it. So I think I'll sing it right now.
It's a great song. It's from the Depression.
Yeah, definitely. You can certainly smell that when you hear the tune. Anyway, it goes like this. They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, oh gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodly dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Oh, say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal. Oh, brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, oh gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodly dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Oh, say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal, brother. Can you spare a dime?
That's Marshall Crenshaw. Can you remember how you first heard that song and how your opinions of it changed over the years?
I kind of heard it in passing up until when we started to prepare the show that we did. I had it on a Bing Crosby album, just an album of tunes from the early 30s. But I was always a fan of the lyric writer, Yip Harburg. You know, I liked the songs in The Wizard of Oz. And then I saw him on the Tom Snyder Show in the 70s. And he was really interesting, you know. He was just a guy who knew a lot of things and had lived and was articulate. And so then when I started learning that song to do in the show, it really hit me what a great, powerful song it was. You know, there's so much, all that stuff about World War I, and, you know, it's just really a powerful song.
Well, let me ask you to do another song that you did in the Songs of the Century concert.
Yeah.
And this was a Gene Pitney hit.
Yeah.
And it was a theme. Why don't you talk about it, Marshall?
Well, it was the title song from a movie called Town Without Pity, and that's the song. I just gave it away. But anyway, you know, I'm not positive that the song was in the movie, because sometimes back then they used to have songs that were just exploitation type songs, like The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance is not in the movie of the same title. But anyway, you know, the lyrics are a little hokey, but it's a really kind of profound song musically for the time, you know, for a rock and roll song for sure, with all those clashing dissonances and so forth. And I like Gene Pitney too. He was pretty quality, I think. So let me take a crack at it. When you're young and so in love as we, and bewildered by the world we see, why do people hurt us so? Only those in love would know what a town without pity can do. If we stop to gaze upon a star, people talk about how bad we are. Ours is not an easy age. We're like tigers in a cage. What a town without pity can do. The young have problems, many problems. We need an understanding heart. Why don't they help us? Try to help us before this great and granite planet falls apart. Take these eager lips and hold me fast. I'm afraid this kind of joy can't last. How can we keep love alive? How can anything survive when these little minds tear you in two? What a town without pity can do. No, it isn't very pretty. What a town without pity can do.
That's Marshall Crenshaw performing the song that Gene Pitney made famous. And tell me what you love about that song. I love like that big, tortured, anthemic quality about it. You know.
Yeah, definitely. I like it because it's really a rock and roll record. You know, that break with the saxophones going. You know, it's a bunch of old, you know, session guys who hate rock and roll, but they're really getting it on. You know, and. You can tell that he was in the room singing with the whole orchestra, and it's just the whole room is thundering with this crashing music, and I dig it, you know. I think that was a really good era for pop music and rock music, even though it's kind of unfairly maligned. You know, it was just before the Beatles. A lot of people write that era off, but it was great. You know, you had Roy Orbison and Lieber and Stoller and, you know, good stuff.
Marshall Crenshaw, so thank you so much for being here with us and for playing for us this afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Nice to be on your show.
Marshall Crenshaw has a new CD of original songs called Number 447. He'll be back sometime soon to perform some songs from it. This is Fresh Air.